AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
Russia has shattered peace on the European continent.
NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says they tried to reach a peaceful solution over tensions with Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin is hailing Russian troops for their courage as they bear down on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is again urging Putin to talk about ending the fighting.
Zelensky says, I'd like to address the Russian president again. Fighting's going on in the entire territory of Ukraine. Let's sit down for talks to stop people dying. Zelensky's video statement comes as Russian troops pressed their offensive on the Ukrainian capital and advanced in other sections. The Ukrainian leader also deplored what he described as a very slow support from the West. He said when bombs fall on Kyiv, it happens in Europe, not just in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks have moved higher in early trading on Wall Street. Soon, President Biden is expected to nominate Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to be the first black woman on the Supreme Court. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
For nearly two centuries, the High Court had only men, and all but one were white. That changed in 1981 when Sandra Day O'Connor took the bench. The court now has Clarence Thomas, just its second black man, and three women, including its first Latina in Sonia Sotomayor. Ketanji Brown Jackson would be its first black woman.
Sources tell the AP the Biden administration will significantly loosen federal mask-wearing guidelines to protect against coronavirus transmission. The new metrics will still consider caseloads, but also take into account hospitalizations and local hospital capacity. Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized a nationwide settlement over their role in the opioid addiction crisis. This is AP News. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is adding to the list of topics that can create anxiety between parents and kids. The events are being played out on television.
Stop the war in Ukraine!
Stop the war in Ukraine!
Clinical psychologist Janine Dominguez says it's best for parents to acknowledge to their kids something is going on.
Just providing reassurance that, you know, we're okay. You know, this is what we know right now. Being okay with saying, I don't know.
She says kids may not want to talk about it, but that's okay. Gene Baresin is a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He says lots of kids suffered post-traumatic stress disorder watching events like this on TV.
So the media is huge.
Baresin says as the Ukraine invasion plays out, be honest and indulge young kids.
If they need to sleep in the bedroom. And for preschool and school-age kids, turn the media off.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.